And now it's time to open the postbag, as we turn to some of this week's letters to the evening news. We felt that those dealing with Brexit and local elections, and there are an awful lot of them, would not be popular, so we have an emphasis on the environment instead. Let's start off with Mr. G. Cameron of Brundall, who comments that Norwich bus companies are still using old atmosphere-polluting buses. He says, I was reading the article the other day regarding two of the main bus companies that are going to bring in old buses from other counties for use here. I haven't seen any objection from Norwich City Council opposing the bus companies, saying that pollution will rise as older buses emit more carbon dioxide. And if they don't do this, especially as they want to reduce the public bringing cars into the city. I also think they are hypocritical, as they want the Lord Mayor's procession to be diesel lorry free, but they don't mind old, well-used buses to be brought in and used daily. Double standards, I think.
An alternative view on this issue comes from D. Valgren of Norwich, who writes, why do buses have to drive through the city and out the other side? So many buses full of commuters drive right into the city centre, then pass through to the suburbs empty. Looking at the bus map, many could simply take a route back out from where they came when reaching the inner ring road. From such drop-off points, there is a short and pleasant walk to any part of the centre. A shuttle service with a cleaner fuel-type minibus could then be on offer for those unable to walk, who could be issued with a blue badge-type public transport pass. The benefits are numerous: reduced city pollution, fitter commuters, less congestion, reduced fuel costs for the bus companies, and less stress for the bus drivers.
Loss of wildlife and failure to highlight it enough is a worry for Nicholas Fowle of Neatshead. As wonderful as your coverage was for the Canaries and the birth of another royal, do you not think greater coverage of the United Nations 40-page report should have been given on how we, as a human race, are causing immense loss of wildlife, which will, within a few generations, bring about the destruction of life as we presently know it on Earth? Prince Harry said he is over the moon following the birth of his son. Well, that's precisely where future generations will be heading unless we all change our current lifestyle. I'm an extremely concerned grandparent.
Finally, a brief query comes from June Clark of Dereham, who asks, where have all the frogs and toads gone? This year, has anyone else noticed the lack of frogs and toads migrating to their mating ponds? Only one group of friends has reported seeing this migration taking place. Usually by now, you would see so many run over on the roads. Could it be their food source has dried up with slugs and snails on fields being killed by pesticides?